The journey may have been just over a month, but the crew of the cutter John McCormick has been away from Ketchikan since last October, when they started training on the brand new boat. Family members who hadn't seen their spouses for months waited eagerly on the pier at Base Ketchikan, smiling brightly despite the frigid wind sweeping up the Tongass Narrows. Diana Moisevich was among the group on the pier. She says she last saw her husband, Lieutenant Mike Moisevich, over the Christmas holidays. They've talked a couple times since the crew left Florida, but
the communications have been very intermittent with their humongous transit. I think they traversed about, 6,200 nautical miles or something crazy like that.
Moisevich not only has a huge smile on her face, she's carrying two big posters.
This one's a harbor seal. It's a colorful sign that says, "We can't wait to hang with Haley."
Okay.
Haley's the ensign on the boat. She's usually my hiking buddy in the summer.
The second sign depicts her husband with a big mustache and a big hint that the mustache needs to go.
It says, "Welcome home, Mike Moisevich."
She says her husband has a tradition of growing a sea stash. Also on the pier is Katie Gill, who's waiting for her husband, Chris, along with their 7-year-old son and their infant. Oh, and she's about 8 months pregnant.
Yep, we'll do on April 24th, so
wow.
They're making it just in time.
Yeah.
Gill says she's excited about her husband coming home, in part because she'll finally get to take a nap.
Because I don't get any sleep having to take care of him and them.
Welcome home, honey. I'm going to bed.
Yes, I'm going to go take a nap. Can you watch the kids?
The John McCormick skirted around Pennock Island before heading toward the pier so it arrived from the north. It was escorted by a Station Ketchikan boat and the Ketchikan Fire Department's fireboat, spraying crossing streams of water in celebration of the cutter's arrival. Captain Shannon Green says the new cutter will provide more response capability for the entire Southeast Alaska region.
Even though they are home ported here in Ketchikan, they will be patrolling all throughout Southeast Alaska, doing all Coast Guard missions, and a lot more capability. The boat's 154 feet long. We're going from 1,800 mission hours per year to 2,500, and from a crew of 16 to a crew of 23. So a lot more capability for us here in Southeast.
Among those 23 crew members are 9 members of the cutter's engineering department who received a meritorious team commendation for their response to a leak in the engine room while the boat was off the coast of Mexico. A blown plug had allowed about 500 gallons of water to enter the space, and the water level in the room had exceeded a foot in less than 3 minutes. Fast response by the team meant no damage to the ship and no delays in the cutter's mission. Before distributing the commendations, Green praised the team members.
The training, the teamwork, just the awareness and the, the ability to react swiftly and with decisiveness, that's what we trained for. And that's what this team did. And it was important to recognize that effort today. Fairly new team, obviously a new resource and a new cutter to the Coast Guard, but you did exactly what we would expect and responded in great fashion. So well done.
The new cutter is named after Bosun John McCormick, who received the Gold Life-Saving Medal in 1938 for saving a crew member who was washed overboard during a mission on the Columbia River in Oregon. A formal commissioning ceremony is scheduled for April 12th in Ketchikan. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.